Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's great to be back here with you on the show. Welcome.
I want to share a personal story with you today, and it's about how I began to think for myself, the very title of this podcast. It actually began when I was almost 24 years old. I tried to commit suicide right before my 24th birthday. And what led up to that is actually the basis for what I want to share with you today. Through most of my childhood and my teenage years and even my young adulthood, up until that age, I was very attached to listening to how other people wanted me to live my life. When I talk to high schools or when I speak to organizations about suicide and depression, I often tell them that I had a lot of shoulds. I lived by a lot of shoulds, the daughter I should be, the sister I should be, the friend I should be, the student I should be, the citizen I should be. I had a lot of shoulds, and those shoulds are what guided me. I never listened to what was going on inside of me. I was always externally motivated. I was always trying to live up to some standard that had been set outside myself. And so not only did I have a very challenging time with depression in my childhood and in my teen years and in my young adulthood, but I also was very unhappy because I wasn't living anything that closely resembled what we like to call authenticity. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't take the time to find out what I wanted because I didn't have enough confidence, shall we say, self-esteem, self-respect, to just look inside and listen and find out what was true for me. Take chances based on my own decision-making and then live with the consequences of those choices that I made. So what happened is that over time, that kind of external guidance without internal checking, let's call it, accumulates. And it not only accumulates, it accumulates in weight. It gets heavier and heavier and heavier until finally it weighs you down and you don't feel like you can move at all. And I would liken that to what happens in severe depression. In severe depression, you feel immobilized. You don't want to do anything. You lack any incentive or initiative. And that's the weight, I believe, of living an inauthentic life. So finally, at age 24, almost age 24, my lack of ability to trust my own judgment and believing that it would always be that way, that I would always be suffering that kind of inauthentic life where I didn't feel I really belonged anywhere on the inside, but I had a pretty good act of fitting in on the outside, led me to think that my best option was to leave my body, was to leave the planet, was to give up life. And so I overdosed on what at the time were prescription medications. This story is really important on a podcast about thinking for yourself because it was actually that attempt, and I came very close. Let me share with you that I was in an emergency room, that I was being pumped out of the drugs, that I had an out-of-body experience in that emergency room where I was up in the corner looking down at what seemed like her, as if that wasn't me. And I remember thinking or having the impression, why don't they leave her alone? What are all those tubes in her? Why don't they let her go? And there was a moment in that moment when I felt as if I heard a voice say, you have to go back. You have work to do. And in that instant of having that recognition that I had to go back, I almost felt like something had punched me in the middle of my back. And suddenly I wasn't looking down anymore. I was looking up. up at the doctor who was standing over me saying, "Carol, Carol, can you hear me, Carol?" That attempt at suicide changed my life for the better. Believe me, I'm not advocating attempted suicide as a viable option for making your life turn around in a positive direction. But for me, it was, because I came out of that experience realizing this, that I either had to learn how to think for myself and stop listening to all those voices outside of me, whether it was family or it was my peers or it was teachers or it was relatives or it was culture. I had to stop listening to those voices, and I had to start going within and finding out who I was and what made me happy and what things I gravitated to. And most importantly, what I discerned from the world around me. In other words, what was true for me and what wasn't true for me, what worked for me and what didn't work for me. And it was the beginning of a journey. It didn't happen instantly. It was a muscle that needed to be flexed. I hadn't used it up until age 24. At least rarely had I used it enough for it to be strong on its own. The muscle of independent thinking, of thinking for myself, had to be strengthened. And so it took a while. In some instances, I could say it took decades. And I'm still doing it to this very day. Although I will tell you that rarely now do I ever trip up and get seduced by what's going on around me instead of what I know to be true within me and for me. And the reason that I wanted to share this story with you on this particular episode is not only because depression rates are up, suicide rates are up, anxiety rates are up, especially among our youth who have been kept out of schools for a year, whose social lives have been destroyed, certainly turned upside down. It isn't because of just that. It's because, in addition to the pandemic and what it did, the division in the country, the polarization, the incredible disparity in news reports where from one publication or one social media account to the other, you get completely different perspectives on, quote, what's real. It's never been more important for you to discern for yourself what's true, learning how to go within and listen to that voice within yourself. I'm not saying ignore the facts. I never do on any of these episodes. In fact, I'm an advocate of gathering as much information as you can from as many varied sources as you can. But ultimately, you have to trust yourself. Ultimately, you have to go inside yourself. You know, there are still, to this day, conflicting stories, conflicting scientific input on COVID, on masks, on how it's communicated, on whether or not it's time to take off the masks, as Governor Abbott did recently in Texas, and I think Missouri also. You have to make up your own mind. There are too many different approaches, none of whom can guarantee you a specific outcome. You know, yesterday I was at a chiropractor's office and I was checking out, and there was a man in front of me and he was checking out also. And he was probably about 70 years old. And there was a receptionist who was probably 35 or 40. And Governor Abbott, I live in Texas, and Governor Abbott had apparently just announced that he was lifting the mask mandate and all business was going to open up next week here in Texas. And I didn't know it. I heard it at that moment at the checkout desk. And so the receptionist had her mask down around her neck. The man in front of me said, "Oh, the governor just lifted the mask mandate?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "I think I'll keep wearing mine." And in that instant, I took mine off. And so there it is. He gets to keep his on. I get to take mine off. If I'm taking a risk, if it's your perception that I'm being irresponsible or anti-science, so be it. This is still the United States of America. We still have a constitution. We still are free-willed creatures born with the right to make our own decisions and live or die by the consequences of those decisions.
And there's another really important reason why you want to not get caught in that external motivation for your thinking as opposed to thinking for yourself. One of the lessons I learned from the attempted suicide was that when you get so depressed or you get so overwhelmed, as people are now with all of the confusion of what's going on in the world, when that happens, you lose hope. And when you lose hope, you really lose the will to go on. And so one of the really negative side effects of letting external news drive you as opposed to you yourself inside yourself getting your own answers for yourself is that when you live that kind of inauthenticity, it also robs you of hope. And what we need now more than anything to get us through the challenging times that we have is hope. Hope that things can and will change. Hope that they will get better. Hope that the things that now seem to be troubling us will eventually find solutions, that will find solutions. And so, the message today, as always, is think for yourself, but particularly remember what not thinking for myself eventually drove me to. And I'm not saying it drives people to suicide, but it does rob you of passion for your life when you live a life that is based on someone else's principles, someone else's values, someone else's opinions, and someone else's thoughts. I'm Carol Gold. I'm really glad that you joined me here on this podcast. It's Wednesday, and I'll be back again Friday. Until then, remember, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.